Lost in a jungle halfway around the world from the life he knew, Sean sat before a creature of incredible beauty and power. A being that, until mere hours ago, he knew didn't exist. She was half woman, half snake. She was Neytiri, a Lemia. Enthralled, he had been captured in a particularly vulnerable state. Whisked from the jungle floor, mortally wounded and facing imminent death. Now he sat in front of the scaled vixen, her lips mere inches from his own. She had just propositioned him to partake in something intimate at the highest level, their conversation laced with highly sexual overtones. It had all led to this moment, like a tale plucked straight out of some twisted collection of fables. But no, Sean reminded himself. Despite the strangeness of it all, this situation was entirely real. Neytiri's lips parted slightly, still patiently hovering just above his own. Her gaze was hazy with lust and anticipation, waiting for him to act and break the tension that filled the silence between them. Her lips were dark and full and seemed eager to consume him, Sean thought, while her golden eyes savored the chance to drink him in. Sean realized that, while a part of him was tempted by the thought of such an alien encounter, he was stuck. He couldn't move, couldn't act. He was frozen by indecision. He stammered. This is all so much. So fast. The last 24 hours had been a whirlwind that had left his head spinning. As soon as he began to grasp the situation at hand, he thought, there was something new to contend with. Sean eased backward in Neytiri's coils, sagging against the half loop of tail that twined around him. He fidgeted, eyes darting around the room as he contemplated an escape, an excuse, anything to distance himself from the Lamia's waiting mouth. Neytiri sighed inwardly, easing back on her gaze. Sean's awkward indecision had thrown her off balance, she realized. It had brought back a feeling that she hadn't felt since she first laid eyes on his sleeping frame in the tree. Guilt. It was vague, but there. Neytiri was confident that with enough pressure she could break Sean, rupture the dam that held back his desire, the boundary that kept him from indulging in her pleasures. Something about that, however, felt wrong. It felt like cheating, she thought. It was easy, yes, but it was boring. Up until now, her encounter with the man had been anything but boring, which was just the way the Lemia liked it. Bringing her hand up to his face, Neytiri brushed the man's cheek tenderly, ducking her head down so she might look into his eyes. It's okay, human, she said, her voice silky and comforting. Her thumb pressed inward, gliding in long, calming strokes against his face. Sean looked up, meeting her gaze. Please, she asked. Can we talk?
Talk, he said, perplexed. Isn't that what we've been doing?
Neytiri pulled her hand from his face and pressed it against her mouth to stifle a giggle. He was cute in his innocence, she thought, as if all that had transpired between them was mere banter. The Lemia flexed a thick rope of tail against the small of the man's back, the muscles coiling along the sides of him, gripping him softly. Oh, no, she laughed. No, dear human. This hasn't been talking. This has been persuasion.
Persuasion, Sean parroted.
His mind raced. If this entire thing had been a ploy to seduce him, then why did she stop, he thought. Why did Neytiri stop, right when he had been on the cusp of giving in to temptation? And what would have happened if she hadn't?
So you're done trying to persuade me, Sean asked, skeptical. To what? Mate with you?
Neytiri's expression softened. Yes. And no, she replied. You see...
She paused, lifting her head to take in a breath of air.
The temperature had dropped, she realized, the heat of the day beginning to dissipate. It meant that it would soon be evening. It meant she had less time to execute her plan. You know, I almost forgot. Neytiri gazed back down at the man in her coils, a sneaky smile pulling at the edge of her lips.
She turned her eyes to the room's bathing pool, the water twinkling as the light reflected off its glassy surface. A little levity, she thought, would do us both good. Without warning, Neytiri lifted herself and dove headfirst into the water, the girthy coil of her tail pulling Sean in after her. The once placid waters enveloped them with a loud splash. The pool was not overly cold, Sean realized, but after several days in the sweltering jungle, the sudden temperature change was enough to shock him. At once, Neytiri relinquished her grip on his waist, and he found his footing on the smooth rock below. Sean stood, lifting his head from the water to see that the Lamia had already emerged, her fingers pushing sodden strands of hair back from her face. She glanced over at him, a small, devious grin on her face. He glared in return, thrusting his arms forward to angrily splash at her.
"What the hell was that, damn it?"
Sean yelled, his voice only just below a roar. Neytiri did not reply, her mouth slightly agape in surprise at his sudden outburst. It should have upset her, she mused, but instead she found her heart quickening with excitement. The Lamia admired the righteous flame of raw emotion her actions had sparked within Sean. If only she could find some way to fuel that fire, she thought. She might burn away his lingering distrust and confusion.
"I don't give a shit what you think, Neytiri," Sean continued. "You..."
His voice trailed off. Chest heaving up and down with ragged breaths, Sean shook his head. He couldn't lose sight of his situation, he reminded himself. Even when anger took control of him, he was entirely at the mercy of this snake woman. Neytiri frowned slightly, sensing the shift in his mood. She folded her arms beneath her ample chest, lifting her bosom as she did, and softened her voice. "Go on, get it out," she said soothingly. "Don't worry, there's no one here to hear you anyway."
"I'm," Sean stammered. "Sorry."
He paused.
"Well, I mean, I'm not, but..."
His voice trailed off once more. To say that he was sorry was a lie, Sean thought. The only thing that he was sorry about was the way he had spent the last 24 hours of his life, save for his initial encounter with the Lamia. He sighed.
"It's been a long day, Neytiri."
The human continued to speak, bringing the conversation back to the situation at hand. He asked again who she was, who he was to her, where they were. Neytiri slithered towards him as he spoke, shaking her head in frustration.
"No," she said finally. "Stop it."
She pressed her palms against the smooth wall of the bath, one hand on either side of Sean, cornering him. Her body was soft and lithe, not unlike the females he had known back home, Sean mused. And he shouldn't have found her so intimidating.
Stop what?
Sean stammered. He was confused. He had been trying to apologize, he thought. How in the world could that have offended her?
I'm just trying to say that...
Stop acting like you have a reason to fear me, Neytiri interrupted. Whether you believe it or not, we're past that.
She paused. She needed to choose her words wisely, she thought, to avoid scaring the boy even further. No, now she needed to empower him. Doing so would be the only way she could take exactly what she wanted.
"In the tree," she continued. "Yes, I get it. You were scared. You should have been scared." "Snakes?" she sighed, smiling wanly. "I would have been petrified if I had endured what you had. Only to then find yourself face to face with me."
"So," Sean began slowly, "the whole stint with the hypnosis, wrapping me, carrying me here, that was because I shouldn't have feared you?"
For the first time, he realized, Sean found himself believing Neytiri. Her straightforward attitude was somewhat comforting in the midst of all this chaos. And the conviction in her gaze was a welcome change from the lustful stare she had been giving him since he awoke.
"No," she replied. "That was my attempt at consoling someone who had been through the worst. A creature on the brink of death that needed time to simply sleep. Relax.
Neytiri reached out, running the back of her hand gently against his face.
And yes, she continued, I was doing it for a being that, at the time, should have feared me.
She lowered her gaze, frowning slightly.
I'm sorry. I was wrong to bring you here the way I did. My intentions were not that noble. Until I saw you so helpless in my grasp. I wanted to have you right then, but you don't deserve that. And neither do I.
Sean opened his mouth to speak when suddenly she retreated, turning her back to him and sliding to the opposite edge of the bath.
I promised that we would wash up before anything happened, she said.
The end of Neytiri's emerald tail snaked its way over to the pile of folded towels lying there and, like a separate entity with a mind of its own, grasped one of the thin sheets of fabric. She wordlessly lifted the towel up and over until it was just in front of him, dangling. Sean reached up, removing it from the end of her tail. Neytiri smiled, closing her eyes momentarily as she relished the moment. She was glad she had decided against using her gaze to sway him, she thought. That was too easy, and unlike this, it wasn't real. Neytiri lazily dipped a cloth into the water before reaching for a batch of light green leaves sitting nearby.
But with all that being said, Sean, she continued, the fact remains that I saved your life. So I think it would be only fair for you to repay me in some way.
Neytiri turned back to face the human before lowering herself further in the bath, dipping to collarbone level. She bit her lip, smiling invitingly up at him. Sean's blue eyes flashed, his anger wavering. The fire was still there, Neytiri knew, and the small embers of fury that remained sent a shiver through her serpentine frame.
So what I want from you?
Yeah, yeah, Sean interrupted, his voice mocking. To mate, you said that already.
Had he become more confident around her, he wondered, or had he just become more careless? It didn't matter, he supposed. What worse thing could possibly happen to him at this point?
Neytiri smiled wider, giving him a slow, deliberate shake of her head.
No, Sean, she said. Wash with me. Help bathe me. And in the process?
Her eyes met his, her gaze soft and sympathetic.
You tell me. What happened to you?